Hello.
Hello, Extreme Excavation.
Hi, Joe. It's Nadine. How are you?
Hey,
good morning.
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I was just making my little list here this morning because my husband, they're doing a men's gathering at church, you know, and one of our brothers is giving his testimony. So we're going to serve the men. Us and some of the wives, we're going to serve them breakfast. So I was just thinking, oh my gosh, I got to go buy all the stuff tomorrow.
Holy cow, where's this at? I'm coming.
Right? Well, we're in California.
That's a long trip for breakfast.
Well, I'll tell you what happens is my husband and some of the men will serve the women when we do our women's gathering every month. And so we just kind of, you know, we just kind of give back as well. So, and our pastor always says, we need to get these men gathered. They need to get bigger. The women are always like 30 women, you know? And so he says, women, push your husbands out the door. Tell them they got to leave.
There you go.
But I wanted to make sure, because we sent your receipt, and then I just want to go over that briefly with you and one other email that we sent. It went both to an email and a text message, but I need to also schedule your client interview and onboarding. And basically what we do, Joe, is we block an hour, and that appointment, it could take about 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, just depends like on how many questions or details you have.
Yeah.
But I have two appointments that are left for today. So I want to see if any one of those appointments will work for you. And if not, then we'll look at Monday's calendar. So you're actually, right now it's after 10 for you, right? Because in the part of Tennessee where you're at, it's Eastern, correct?
Yeah.
I actually have an appointment at your time, 12 to 1, and then I have the other one that's left is 5 to 6, your time.
And what is this for?
So the client interview, they're going to basically talk with you about the website. They're going to go over with you, like, your services, your keywords. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads, and they're basically what they're doing is they're also re-verifying the information you and I went over. So they go a little bit more in detail. So it takes about 30 to 40 minutes for that appointment.
Okay.
Would any of those times work for you, the 12 to 1, your time, or the 5 to 6? If not, then we can look at Monday's calendar, if today doesn't work.
Yeah, let's look at Monday's.
Okay, let's look at Monday. Because you probably want to cut your day early, too, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
So Monday, whatever time I give you is your time. I have 11 to 12. I have an 11:30. I have a 12, 12:30. I have a 1 o'clock, 1:30. I have 2. I have a 4 o'clock.
Let's 4:30. Go with 4.
You want 4? Okay, so I'm going to put you down for 4 o'clock, and what I'll do, Joe, is I'll send you a calendar invite letting you know that your appointment's going to be between 4 and 5 o'clock. Now, it'll be your time zone. We're going to call you from an 877 number, so just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. I will send you a reminder an hour before the interview just in case if you forget, and then if I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to your technician. Just because I like making that introduction. Since you and I already built like a rapport, and hopefully you'll be one of my favorites. Okay?
Okay.
So let me get that email sent over to you. I'm so super excited for you. You got a pretty busy day today?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Okay. Well, I won't keep you long on the phone. I'm just going to get this scheduled. So that's going to be on the 19th, okay?
Okay.
And then if for some reason, let's say we call you, right, and you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? I need 5 minutes. And we'll call you right back, okay?
Okay.
We just don't want you to miss this appointment. says the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just do this. Let me get rid of this one here. Delete that. And then in just a second, I'll need you to sign two messages or emails that came through. One of them is going to be your receipt, and another one's just going to say to get us over some photos, and then we'll be all done here.
Okay. Yeah, I just received a fraud alert from my bank.
You might want to answer it, yeah, just because, you know, it's because we're in California, you know what I mean? That's good that you have that, because I have that on mine, too. That's how I caught my husband buying something. I was like, hey.
Okay.
And he started laughing. He's all, what do you mean? But you know what's funny? So the other day he was on TikTok, and there was some, I don't know, some gadget he wanted to buy, right? But he didn't have his card on him, so he was using Apple Pay because we have iPhones.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, is something wrong with the bank card? Because it's not going through. I'm trying to use my Apple Pay. I go, no. I go, there's plenty of money in the bank. And so he tried it again, and then he said, okay, let me try your card. And then I'm all, wait a minute. Let me check out the site before you do that. So I told him, give me the website. Do you know that when I went to the website, it was like a completely different product? It wasn't even what he was trying to purchase. Apple Pay wouldn't let you go through because Apple Pay has those restrictions. And if it's not a secure site, they block it. I'm all, well, praise the Lord, because knowing this guy, my husband likes to do online shopping. I'm not. I'm not an online shopper. I'm like, if I can't, you know what, if there's something I really want bad and I can't pay for it in cash, then it's not meant for me to have it, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm basically going on TikTok buying stuff. But I've heard a lot of bad stories about it.
Yeah, I've gotten some products.
You always get stuff that you don't want, that you didn't want.
I've gotten some products off of TikTok. But you know what? It just depends. You know what I mean? You just got to be really mindful, you know? So there should have been, I sent your invite. What I need you to find, Joe, is there's one that's going to say initial invoice. It'll say welcome. Thank you for, it'll say welcome, Joseph E. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it'll say a copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay.
And then there's one that'll say action pictures needed. So if it's easier for you to read them off to me, I'll tell you which one to open.
Okay, let me find it. It'll say Splash, right?
It'll be coming from Local Splash, correct. So you should have gotten like, well, since I sent you the...
Oh, that's it.
You should have like four of them.
Action needed for Google verification.
Yes, so I'm going to go over this one with you because we like to be proactive and just to have these things, just if for whatever reason Google requires it, later on we already have it, we're not calling to bug you. Some of these items you might not have, okay? What you're going to do is you're going to send us pictures of the ones that you do have. So send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us a picture of your business license or registration, business cards, or in business insurance, okay? None of these photos are going to show up online. But if you hand out business cards to, you know, to like, you know, clients out there, send us a picture of that.
Yeah.
And then this way we have these in our back office, okay?
Okay.
Now, there's going to be another one that probably came one or two before that, and it'll say initial invoice. It'll either say, welcome, Joseph, or hello, Joseph E. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
All right, hang on one second.
Okay, no worries.
Papers. There's my workers' compensation, and there's my general liability.
Yep, you'll just send a picture of that. We require for you to send us those items within 7 days, so even if you do it over the weekend, you're fine, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to do it, like, right this minute.
Okay. Okay, now what am I looking for now?
You're looking for one that says, it'll say initial invoice. It might start off with saying, welcome, Joseph E., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Or it might say, hello, Joseph E., thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it'll say, copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Well, it says, got, of course, action needed, picture needed for Google verification.
Not that one.
It says logo, nothing in it. Then
okay.
It says tools and or equipment, work vehicle yep. with license plate.
So that one, yeah, that one we went over. I need you to exit out of that one and go back to your text messages or your emails to find the other one.
Well, this is like, it's in five or six items in line.
We already went over that one. Here, let me resend it to you while we're on the phone because it probably got
buried. To access your dashboard.
Not that one. I'm going to resend it to you.
Okay.
So this way you see it right away because sometimes it ends up getting buried because we send you
It says load content. Maybe I need to do that.
No, it wouldn't be that, hon. Let me send this one to you, okay?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because sometimes it gets buried with all the other ones, so it can be hard to find. Resending it. Give it about a minute or so for it to come through. You got big plans for this weekend?
Yeah, we'll stay in. It's supposed to be like 15 degrees.
No way. Oh,
no
my goodness.
Way.
That hurts my bones. That really hurts my bones. I know, for us, right now it's cold. You're going to laugh when I tell you cold. You know, whenever I talk to anybody like back east, right, and I tell them our cold, for me, cold is 60s. They start laughing. They're like, that's like shorts and flip-flop weather. What do you mean? And they just start cracking up because I'm like, no, that's cold. I'm freezing.
Yeah, I used to work for a guy that lived in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah.
You ever been out to California?
No. Well, I have years ago. My dad's a truck driver, and I rode with him.
Oh, really?
He
was a long hauler?
Yeah.
Wow. You opened it up? Okay, perfect. So it'll go on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And about two sentences down, you're going to see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on where it says click here. Do you see that?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I do know.
Okay, so click on where it says click here.
Okay.
Now, it's going to open up this page that's going to ask you, it'll say at the very top, Local Splash, Terms of
Experience.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Now, do me a favor. You're going to scroll down to the very bottom. And I need you to find where it says mobile phone, and it has your phone number right next to it. Let me know when you see it.
Okay,
great. Now, right underneath of that, okay, there's going to be these three boxes.
Yeah.
The first box, you're going to click in it because you're saying that you agree to receive text messages sent to your phone from us, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the next box underneath of that, when you click in it, you are certifying, Joe, that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. Your information is true and correct.
Yeah.
And then the next box is you acknowledge that your payments are automatic and recurring, meaning every month. Okay?
This is for 4 months, right?
Yes, correct. Okay? Now,
okay.
You're going to, at the very, very bottom, it's going to say click here and type your name as seen above. So you're going to click in that box, and you're going to type your name. Now, no period after the E. You're just going to type your name, Joseph, put a space, E, put another space, and then Lane.
Okay.
Okay? No period after the E because this system doesn't recognize any symbols or stuff like that. It's kind of sensitive, I guess you would say.
Okay.
Now, when you do that, right next to it, there's a box that says confirm signature. You're going to click on that box.
Yeah.
And then it should open up a page, okay, that's going to ask you to put a username and password.
Okay, it's trying to open now.
Okay. It's probably giving a minute.
Yeah.
Is it giving you, like, an error code or anything?
Well, it's an orange dot and a blue dot and a gray dot.
That's, okay.
It's like the circle goes round, round, round.
Oh, okay. So it's probably, you're probably in an area that doesn't have really good reception, maybe? And
probably
it's spinning?
Not. Let me get away from this building. See what happens.
And I have your last name spelled correctly. L-A-Y-N-E, right? Lane.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
And you didn't put a period after the E. You just put Joseph, space,
space
E, space.
E, space, Lane.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, sometimes it takes a little minute.
Yeah, that's good. It didn't help it, though.
So is it pretty cold today, too?
Yeah, it's 29 degrees right now.
Oh, my Lord. Do you use hand warmers when you're outside?
Well, I use them when I deer hunt.
Oh, you go deer hunting, huh?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That must be fun.
It is. It's, I do it. I taught my son how to do it. Taught my grandson how to do it.
Oh, how many grandkids do you have?
Oh, geez. Five.
Oh my gosh, you don't want to know how many I have. Between my husband and I, we got 18. We just had another one that was born on Christmas Day.
Yeah. I've got three great-grandchildren.
Do you really?
You sound
so young to be a great-grandpa.
Well, I'm only 71.
Oh my gosh, you're a youngster. Oh, you know, I think that's the best when you're young and you're a grandparent. But a great-grandparent and young, man, they're lucky.
I get to see my great-grandkids grow up a little bit.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
It
you know what, Mike?
How long I live, you know.
I'll tell you, my husband's grandma she lived to be 95. And do you know, she was a great-great-grandma.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine,
Yep, because my stepdaughter, well, I don't even call them my stepkids, I just call them my kids, but our daughter, Vanessa, she actually had a son, and so Grandma, we were able to take Grandma, my father-in-law, my husband, Vanessa, and then her baby, so we took a picture of them with five generations. And I'm going to tell you, she loved on those kids. She, you know what? That woman prayed all day long. All day long. She was a prayer warrior.
Yeah.
So, okay, perfect. Now, Joe, it went through. So did something pop up for you that said to put a username and password?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay. So your username is going to be your phone number, okay, with no dashes. and then let me know when you're ready for your password so you could just try to log in and you can see how easy it is to log in.
Okay.
Okay. So when you, your password is going to be all one word in its lower case, okay?
Okay.
That's going to be MAP, M like Mary, A like Apple, P as in Paul, online. O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, L as in Larry, I as in ice cream, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward. MAP online.
Okay.
And then you'll log in, okay? And when
yeah.
you do that, it should open up a page, right? That's telling
yeah.
you to, like, connect your profile.
Connect to Google.
Yeah. Don't do anything there. I just wanted you to be able to log in and
okay.
see how this works, okay? So
okay.
on Monday, remember that we're going to call you from the 877 number, so you just want to make sure you answer all calls within that hour. I will send you a reminder an hour before, just letting you know that it's coming up in that next hour, okay?
Okay.
And then let me see what else. I think that's it. So as a reminder, the directory submission will happen within 5 to 7 days. Website and Facebook ads are live within 7 to 14. Remember, these items could start generating phone calls for you. You will receive
okay.
messages from us letting you know when your Facebook ads are live, when your website's live, when you're on the first page of Google. So we're going to notify you as we're completing steps so you're aware of the work that we're doing. Okay?
Okay.
With the first page placement, I will safely always tell you what we sent you in writing, 60 to 90 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner. Because I, like I said, I like to underpromise and overdeliver. So when it does happen sooner, much happier you will be. Okay? But we will definitely keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed because we want to make sure you're getting the results on what you're investing with us. So we can continue this long-term relationship, okay, because it's working for you. All
okay.
right? I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Joe, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am so super excited for you. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you.
You're very welcome.
Did you have any questions for me before I let you get back to work?
No, I guess I'm good. I'm just glad I answered the call. That's a 423 number you call me.
Yeah. Yeah, because what I use is, I use the voiceover internet, but whenever it's our team members calling you, they're going to call you from the 877 number. And I almost thought about that. I thought, you know what, if he doesn't answer, I'm going to call him from the 877 number because he doesn't recognize that I'm calling from a 423.
Yeah, I usually don't answer, spam call is what it usually
says.
Did
it come up like that?
Yeah.
Did it show? Okay, because I'm gonna talk with the tech team. It shouldn't come up as a spam call. It should show as local Splash. Even though I'm using a different program, it should still show that because it's part of our dialing.
Okay.
So I'm glad that you mentioned that so I can send a message to the tech team. And
okay,
then if you have any questions or anything, Joe, you have our 877 number. Please call it.
Yeah,
this is what the team is here for. Beautiful.
Okay.
Good job. I know. Sometimes I'll tell people program our number, and they don't.
Yeah, that's true. But I learned my lesson.
Good for you.
That.
Good for you. You have to be – listen, I'm going to tell you, you keep the open communication with us. It's very important that there's open
yeah.
communication because that's how we're going to know how to better serve you as well, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And we're here for you every step of the way. I hope that you have a very blessed and restful weekend with you and your family.
Thank you.
You are
you
so welcome. Thank you. I'm actually excited. Our pastor's going to be preaching on the book of Corinthians.
Yeah.
Book of Corinthians. Correct me if I'm wrong because I'm still trying to learn a lot of this, you know. But I believe it tells us, like, about the church, right? The thing, the do's and don'ts, I guess, the book of Corinthians.
Well, I'm not too good on the Bible. I mean, I read it once in a while, but, I'm not staying up to date.
Let me tell you, I'm the same way. You know what? It is so heavy for me to pick it up. I got like 20 Bibles in my house, different versions, you know, the NIV, the King James.
Yeah.
My husband studies. I do not. So he says, you know, my prayers is that you'll start picking up the word more and reading it. And I said, well, keep praying, because I said, I have a heart of a servant, but I don't know what it is about me reading. It's just, he goes, then listen to the audio, honey. Listen to the audio.
Yeah.
It's something I got to work on. You know?
Funny thing, my brother-in-law was a preacher.
Really?
Of course, he died years ago. But before he died, he tried his best to get me to go to church, you know, and get saved and all this stuff. And for some reason, I would not do it. And he told me to tell me a story one time and said that this guy, a preacher, with him growing up, of course, his daddy was a preacher.
Right.
But he went to another church, and this guy was a preacher, and he couldn't make Sunday morning services.
Right.
So he asked another guy to do it, and the guy said, I don't know nothing about preaching, but he just picked up the Bible, started reading it the night before, and he come in the next morning, and he sounded like a genuine preacher. He knew the Bible stuck in the back of his hand.
Wow.
And I can't forget that story he ever told me. And
it's
unreal how God works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is true. I know some that have been illiterate, lived in the world, and when they got saved, now they read their evangelists, like they go around evangelizing, but they can read now. You know how they started?
Yeah.
They started off with the children's Bible.
Oh, yeah?
And then they just, learning that way.
I'll be there.
So, you'd be amazed the things that God can do, right? Everything is possible through him.
There's nothing he can't do.
Well, listen, it's been such, again, a pleasure, Joe, to speak with you. Please have a blessed day and a restful weekend as well, and enjoy your time with your family, okay?
Okay.
We will speak with you on Monday. You are so welcome. All right. You take care. We'll talk to you Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.